Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, playing records for Tom's birthday. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Time now for the guy who'd rather play the ukulele than have sex.
Jake, honey. Come to bed. I'm wearing nothing but a grass skirt and a smile.
Hey, wait. I'm working on this Bach piece right now. Wait. Just give me a minute.
A piece of Bach is what I had in mind for you. Come on in here, baby.
Wait, it's a really complicated piece. I need to concentrate. I need some quiet time here with my ukulele.
Forget the ukulele. How about you can lay me?
Wait, I'm trying to figure out how to incorporate my G-string into this song. Give me some time.
Want to see me wearing that G-string?
No, come on. I'm working on this. I heard it on the classical channel when I was driving down the Leaky Leaky Highway.
I have a better idea. Why not come in here and take a spin on the Nookie Nookie Highway?
Wait, dear. I'm cleaning my uke. I'm just polishing the head of my ukulele right now.
You've got about 30 seconds to put that thing down, or you'll be polishing the bishop on your own.
Wait. I just got one more chord to master, and then I'll be ready.
That's it. Master that chord, and then master your bait. I'm out of here.
Oh, that's awesome. Now I have more time to practice.
This has been the guy who would rather play the ukulele than have sex. Yeah.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Christy Lee at the news desk.
Hi, Chick.
To kill almost everyone in the room. Yeah. Starting with me and Tom. Sorry. There's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hi, Chick.
Josh Arnold at the sidekick chair.
Hey, introduce me, please, as Josh Arnold at the sidekick cliff.
Cliff.
It's Josh Arnold at the IHateStevenSinger.com sidekick cliff.
Oh,
man, that's funny.
Wasn't that fun?
That was well worth the wait.
There's Ace Cosby. There's Willie Griswold at the
good
National
setup, good execution. Well
weather
done, my
desk.
Friend.
I'm Chick McGee at the sports desk. And Tom, we sort of have a special guest in the studio.
Dean, our producer, has joined us in the studio because
he's going to play guitar for us?
No. Can you turn the mic on? There we go. This happened quite a while ago. We had a problem. Actually, from more than a year ago.
Almost right. Exactly.
Yeah, it was from April 19th.
Oh, God.
On the air.
Yeah.
And,
oh, my God.
We had an argument.
Yeah. What?
And I wanted to prove my point, so I went on Etsy and bought
this all started because of the guitar player.
Yes, the guitar player from the great band The Kingsmen had passed away.
Oh my God.
And we got talking about the song Louie Louie.
Yes.
Among other things. And then I mentioned that I was a fan and I'd played an album over and over again as a kid. And now, does this explain it, this first dip here into
so,
the
past?
So,
yeah, if you listen to this first clip, this is from the show that day, you guys talking.
It's a year ago.
Uh-huh. And Tom's contention is that you guys didn't believe him.
Okay.
He's telling you this.
Okay, so this all is, right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. Here we go.
Another, little Latin loopy loot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was their...
I don't know if it was their original, but...
Yeah.
Did they do it live?
I haven't listened to that live album in forever.
I bet you've never listened to that live album. You just have that so you can go to parties and you go, you know, I've got the live.
if he doesn't say plays a lot of bass on it, I'll give you $1,000. If he does, do you give me $1,000?
No. I
put your money where your mouth is.
Care less.
Who cares is right.
How
dare you disrespect this guy?
Well, look, we're not disrespecting him. We're just not overly respecting him.
Like you are.
Oh, one of the great solos.
what are we exactly fighting about?
I claimed
that on the live album, he introduces the band and he says to the one guy he plays a lot of bass.
Okay.
And then Chick contends I never had the live album, never listened to it. And I can prove I'm right.
No, I said, I bet you didn't. In trying to make conversation.
It was a joke. He was trying to make some conversation.
This is ridiculous. He was
everyone clearly.
Christy, I told you this would be the most pointless exercise.
So, Tom.
So what's
did you end up buying this album off of Etsy?
Yes.
The Kingsman live?
Yes.
So just to be clear, I just want to set the stage here. So you guys believed him.
Oh, yeah.
But didn't care.
Did not care.
Oh, right.
That's the important thing.
Right.
He interpreted that as you don't believe him. Here's my favorite part, though. He decided I'm going to prove that I owned that album by buying it.
That doesn't prove anything.
Hang on. I'm going to try and save you. Is this the album you had when you were a kid?
Yes, the same one.
No. It's the same exact album.
No. Not that one.
You bought a copy.
Dean is right. You're insane.
Well, no. This could prove that he indeed listened to it because...
Yes, you claimed I'd never heard the Kingsman live album. And here's the receipt from Etsy.
Sure.
How much did you pay for this?
I paid $31.83 from a place called MD Gift Art.
Oh, Mad Dog.
Because all of my vinyl albums are boxed up somewhere.
Whereas I got a copy of it off eBay for $10 and got it quicker.
Right.
And not only that, the same day that you guys were arguing about this, I grabbed the audio. We had the audio, and I said, oh, here's the live clip from the, you know, we had it digitally.
Oh, we had it digitally.
And he said, no, wait, I've got a special surprise.
So where did Eddie come into this?
Yeah.
Well, Eddie has to hook up a turntable.
Hey!
Eddie has to hook up a turntable.
Wait a minute.
What?
So Eddie... I had Eddie...
You are crapping me negative.
Now, there's the album. You can see it's the Kingsman.
What is wrong?
Eddie's got a hard hat on.
Yes, he does.
He always wears the coat.
Sure,
hard hat.
Yes.
He's a hard worker.
Thank you, Eddie.
Man.
So he has taken the time and trouble to hook up.
Look at this. May I?
Yeah. So as you can see, this is the copy Tom bought off Etsy.
Now, right.
I went with the mono. I bought the mono version. Uh-huh. He bought the more common stereo version.
So where'd you get yours?
Originally.
You got it on eBay?
It's called eBay. They keep that on the internet.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you know what song is not on the Kingsman Live?
I'm going to guess Louie Louie.
Louie Louie.
You're right.
Are you kidding?
So the guitar solo you're talking about.
It's not even on there.
It's not on the.
No, I am not talking about
He's
the guitar
talking
solo.
About Little
I was talking about the. When they introduce the band, he uses the phrase, he plays a lot of bass.
Oh yeah, but he didn't do it on the song Louie Louie because Louie Louie's not on there.
Excuse me. This is not girl talk. We're not talking about the song Louie Louie, Pat.
He's right.
This was in... I mentioned Mike Mitchell, the founding member and guitarist for the hit makers, the Kingsmen.
What do you think somebody's listening to the show going, boy, that Tom really knows his music.
You know what's amazing about this? The so-called liner notes on the back.
Right.
It's an essay about the Kingsmen and their many albums, written by Wink Martindale.
The TV host.
Sure.
Well, in this case, he worked for KFWB Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're on your side.
Where is this?
And you know how that song became popular? It was played by a disc jockey named Wink Martindale.
Yeah.
So
had what we call a taste of the action.
Exactly. Okay, now, Eddie...
Right.
Eddie has set up a turntable. Is that thing... Do you have to mic it, or did you hook it into the system?
Is it Bluetoothed?
It's in the system. Ace,
and real quick, I'd like to quote this, if I may.
Read the cover.
Read the cover.
Wink Martindale says, he's raving about this selection of music. He says, from their current winner, Little Latin Loopy Lou, to the driving sounds of
Oh, poo, pa, pa, do.
I got to hear that one.
Josh, those sounds like noises that you would make when you scat.
Yes.
Why? Yeah. Why wouldn't they have Louie Louie on? I think it's because they fired the guy that did the vocal.
Because this is volume two.
Oh.
That Louie Louie must be on volume one.
Must
on
be.
The cover it says from the group that gave you Louie Louie.
Yeah, to try to make old ladies.
Yeah, to try to make you think that you're going to get Louie Louie.
Right.
Hell, Louie Louie's not even on this damn thing.
What are we going to
do? They talk about Boondang.
Is that what they're talking about?
So I touched Dean actually Louie. Just opened my copy.
All right.
Now, can we are really dropping the needle on this.
And literally, Tom just handed me this, yeah. Like, you know, an hour ago.
Sure.
It had never been opened.
Oh!
It's been sitting there for a year. We've been assuming the record was in there.
It's been right here in storage for a year.
Would it be amazing if the record was...
Oh,
they got the wrong speed.
Oh, how many times have I done that?
That's why we brought a professional technician in here.
Here we go.
Oh, hey, that's stereo AF, baby.
It's the first clip. It's the introduction.
There's the fake crowd.
It's really amazing.
They're on the left side.
Turn it up.
Our organ player, the fellow who pushes the big Hammond. His name is Barry Curtis. Sounds something like this.
Barry Curtis.
I mean, I actually like this a lot.
2.5 hours.
If the guy says a lot of bass, I'm owed $1,000.
Thank you, Barry.
What?
Where is it for the whole album?
The fellow who pushes the bottom beat, Mr. Norm Sunholm, plays a lot of bass.
Yes! Yeah.
Look,
it was worth it for that smile.
It's his birthday. This guy
sounds like the guy that did the tuna or the fish on the...
Next of all, the fellow who really...
Kippenada, yes.
Dick Peterson.
He sure does.
Our drummer, he sounds like Sully.
He sounds like Sully. Like I like that.
Did you see how Tom smiled?
Yeah,
that's right. Well, listen to that
smile. He didn't smile like that when you were born.
This is a. We need to get a vinyl purist in here to argue for this sound. Listen to that.
That great?
Oh, the warmth.
No, it's not great. No,
scratchy.
Scratch.
Tell you.
Well, thank you.
This copy you bought is a little beat up. That right channel.
You want to put the other one?
Put the mono. Oh, you're going nuts. It's a big hit.
Eddie, can you put the mono version on?
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, I bet the Kingsmen could play.
Yeah, but am I correct in saying that the guy that sang Louie Louie was kicked out of the band like a week later?
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Everybody say
find
yes.
Out next year when
yes,
you get
Tom,
something
that's,
to
that's
prove
exactly it. Right, Tom. Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Fired a week later. But yeah. You did hear him say plays a lot of bass.
Yes, I did, Tom. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Which proves,
that was awesome.
You prove it. You are amazing, and I'm glad I'm alive.
I read a whole Bob Lefsetz article about it. I'll send it over to you
that's
later.
That's right. Yeah?
Let me be the first to say, Tom, you nailed it.
Way told to go, you. Buddy.
What told an exercise.
Told you. Nobody. Everybody's agreeing. He goes, told you.
No, I mean, why don't you donate $1,000 to your favorite charity?
Okay.
It's very clear in the recording from our show a year ago that Chick is not doing the bet.
Yeah, he didn't do the bet.
And the purest, like the mono.
This is the mono?
Yep.
Lynn Easton, welcome to our album.
No one cares!
Right now, I'd like to introduce you to the Kingsmen, if I may. First of all, our lead guitar player, Mr. Mike Mitchell.
Oh, you were the king.
I got a little something for the people, Michael.
This guy just died. Give him a break.
Amazing. It's really amazing. Next, I'd like to introduce you to our organ player, the fellow who pushes the big Hammond. His name is Barry Curtis. Sounds something like this.
Not funny. Get to the part about working overtime.
Dean, what kind of bass is this? Is it like a double cutaway Gibson?
It's kind of a... That's
Next of all, the fellow who pushes the bottom beat, Mr. Norm Sunholm, plays a lot of bass.
Plays a lot of bass.
About like
$1,000 phrase.
That's a really clean copy, though.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Eddie.
All right, that's mine.
I'd rather have mono than listen to mono.
He's got a Gibson EB3 right there.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Now, Tom, we know you don't like celebrating your birthday. You don't want any big deal made. So right. I was thinking there's no way he's going to let us sing happy birthday to him or anything.
Right.
Like
of course. Yeah.
So what we did, I thought, well, it's vinyl record day. We're kind of celebrating and all
that's
that.
That's a 45 you're putting on there?
That's a 45 record.
As in 45 years old.
Yep. And hopefully
tomorrow's
it's on the right
record
speed.
Day. Isn't it record store day?
Eddie's going to try to cue it up to the part that we want to play because this is a special happy birthday song, okay. Not all the right. traditional one. And it's from a band I know that Chick's familiar with called Rockafire Explosion.
Oh, that's exactly right. You know where they used to play.
Yeah.
They lost the gig at Chuck E. Cheese Pizza.
Oh my gosh.
The Rockafire Explosion.
Oh, this is great. Now,
this is something you might have heard back
in
the
you got
day.
It at the right speed over there, Eddie? Okay, that's a...
Wait, oh yeah, wait a minute, it's your birthday.
Oh.
Wait, yeah, it's your birthday.
It's your birthday,
yes.
Look and see.
Oh yeah. It's your birthday, let's have fun. You'll celebrate till the day is done. Oh, it's your birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's your birthday, let's have fun.
Come on now.
Celebrate till the day is done.
Greetings, Rockafire fans. I'm Duke LaRue. And at this time, I'd like to introduce our birthday host himself, Billy Bob.
Thank you, Duke. You know, folks, one of our favorite traditions here at Showbiz Pizza Place is celebrating birthdays. And whenever one of our friends is having a birthday, we love to send out our best wishes with a song. Ain't that right, Looney Bird? That's right, Billy Bob. And I got the refreshments in my barrel. Now, I don't believe corn squeezing goes too good with pizza, Looney Bird.
Well, maybe not, but it sure beats anchovies.
We're having a party.
Don't you like the party too?
Aren't you itching to get started?
Time to sing away the blues.
We want you all to gather around and celebrate our happy sounds. Just let the music take you right along.
I'll be honest,
come on, everybody, join me in the Looney Bird.
Yeah, I think we're ready to go now.
Wrap it up.
I really didn't think it was
ready. Party's on.
Pass the pizza.
Where's our pizza?
Who wants to do a line?
Let's do cocaine in the ball pit. Let's go.
Grab it on your gums.
By the way, I just did a little research. Jasper Jowls on lead guitar.
Oh,
nice.
That's a lot of guitar.
I think he was like a basset hound or something.
I can't.
Okay. All right,
that's enough.
So real quickly, for Vinyl Day, I brought a few gifts. So, Tom, I'm getting you an original copy of the Bob Seger System Ramblin' Gamblin' Man.
Oh, that's vinyl.
That's
45.
Yeah.
That's
vinyl,
nice.
Yeah. That is
Josh,
great.
I know you like food, so... So I got you a copy of a taco record, putting on the Ritz.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, gosh, that's a good one.
We had this growing up.
Taco? Putting on the Ritz? Huh.
Okay, so yep, then what else do we have over there?
Well, I brought a because I didn't know if we were going to be, you know, spending hours playing lots of records.
Well, why not?
Yeah.
Why did he put in the time and effort?
I don't think we got time for all of these, but, you know, I brought in Buck Owens, Buckaroo.
That's a good piece vinyl of hokum.
Johnny Cash, I Walk the Line.
Great song.
Yeah, sure, back with Get Rhythm.
That's on. I love Get Rhythm.
Yep.
Now, I have a question. Can you, I Walk the Line, was that written by June Carter?
That was not. That was.
Who wrote that one?
I don't even think Johnny wrote that, did he? Yeah, he did. Jay Cash.
All right. Then the flip side, who wrote that?
I wonder what Jay stands for.
Jay Cash wrote that one, too.
Could be June Cash.
Get Rhythm.
Or would that be JCC?
Hang on, I'm making a point here. Who wrote the flip side?
Johnny Cash also.
Oh, okay, good move.
Oh, here's the business to show people that Tom knows how the record business works.
No.
No, but you're right, because typically Sam Phillips would have something to do with that.
Yeah, sure. Sometimes they would, because the B-side would get as much money as the A-side back in the day. Okay, sorry.
It turns out. Tommy Rowboat wrote both of his songs.
Did he know?
Well, he's a genius.
Tommy Rowboat.
Sheila and
Tommy Rowboat. Tommy Rowboat.
Before we let Eddie go, we have to play one more song. What have you got over there?
Yeah.
Have you noticed how quickly Tom's over this? All of this?
See, this part didn't have to do with him.
Right.
That's exactly
right.
That's
where we screwed up.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein letzter Urlaub. Einfach unvergesslich. Aber die Bilder, die du gemacht hast, vergessen, verschollen, verstauben in deiner Handygalerie. Mach mehr aus deinen schönsten Erinnerungen. Zum Beispiel mit dem Aldi-Fotobuch, 24 Seiten inklusive für nur 7,99 Euro. Top-Qualität zum Tiefpreis. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Fotoprodukte auf aldifotos.de oder in der Aldi-Foto-App. Aldi. Gutes für alle.